Hey, Brian.
Hey man, what's up? Ready to record another episode?
Yeah. But before we begin, I gotta ask you something. Is it just me or is something really off with Sasha?
What do you mean?
Well, before one of our recording sessions, Sasha made me oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, well, that was nice of her.
It was. But that wasn't the weird thing. The weird thing was that she was very insistent that I couldn't share the cookies with you or Ben. Plus, she was acting all weird when saying why I couldn't bother you guys.
That is weird. And actually, thinking about it, I also had an interesting encounter with Sasha where her and I were actually having an intellectual debate on Super Sentai.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, I thought I was a Sentai fan of the group. I don't know. I never knew her to have a working knowledge of Super Sentai, but she straight up just name dropped Captain Marvelous and Aqua Ranger from Go Ranger and the Red Pirates. Not to mention Bosco.
Have you seen your news feed on Twitter and Facebook? You never shut up about them. Plus, you rant and rave about Gokaiger all the time. And I'm pretty certain you're harboring a crush on Basco at this point, based on that last post.
I do not. What do you mean?
Brian, like, I get it. He's a pretty dashing man. But geez, ease up on the fan art share button already. Anyways, back to Sasha. She straight up name dropped the Red Pirates and whatnot.
I mean, yeah. She was also kind of talking about Zenkaiger too, so I don't know. I just always took her as a Power Rangers fan. Shouldn't she be talking about Dino Fury and peppering in things about the Young Avengers too?
I think we need to bring this up with Ben. He should really know about this.
Agreed. But let's tell him after we record these episodes.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of Voices from the Grid. I'm the White Ranger Michael, being joined this episode by your Blue Ranger, Brian Massey.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to another episode.
Wow, that had more enthusiasm than I did. So on today's episode, we're doing Scavenger Hunt and the Great Bucala Escape. Let's just hop right into it with everyone's favorite segment in my mind, the quick run through of Scavenger Hunt, which begins at the park as Adam, Kimberly, and Tommy are on a scavenger hunt. Back at the youth center, Bulk and Skull bring a gypsy to see if they can find the Rangers. Lord Zedd looks to send the Rangers to the Lost Universe. Billy, Aisha, and Rocky are attacked while doing the scavenger hunt at the park by the Putties. And however, the Putties stole their bag. However, the Putties did steal their bag with all of their items from the scavenger hunt. Alpha contacts the Rangers about Zedd's new monster. The Rangers morph into action and use the power blaster to strike the monster, but Zedd makes the monster grow. It's Thunder Megazord time. Tommy forms the Tiger Megazord for the victory. And at the youth center, the Rangers look to complete the scavenger hunt, and Ernie in the clutch with the Power Ranger pitcher, and the Rangers win it for Angel Grove High School because Ernie is clutch. Well, that was the quick run through because this episode was kind of whatever. So, Brian, what notes do you have on the scavenger hunt episode?
So,
Yeah, this episode originally aired November 22nd, 1994, and I've got a more in-depth description/review of the episode. Let's go ahead and get into it now.
Because my quick run-through sucked.
It doesn't suck. No. It doesn't suck. I just like to go more in-depth with the episode in total. Okay. This episode begins with a literal scavenger hunt with Kim leading. And she's like, okay, she has the note. She says, it's the color of a tomato, has wheels, and can travel at great speed. And my answer to that was Lightning McQueen from the hit Disney Pixar film Cars?
That's a few years, a little too much in the future there.
I know, but still. A picture of this is all you need. Tommy says, a stop sign on roller skates. But no, it's actually a red car. Like, I was just trying to be funny, too. So then Kim takes a photo with Adam, which Tommy takes with a Polaroid camera, which, do you remember Polaroid cameras?
Yeah, I actually still have one.
You do?
Yeah, it's somewhere. My mom has it somewhere. My mom doesn't get rid of anything. Come on now.
Yeah. I wish I could buy some film for it. I think they're making film for it still, but I don't know.
Last time I checked, I still have a Polaroid camera along with an old Macintosh computer from like the early 90s.
Nice.
Sure, I'll go with that.
I had an old computer that ran Windows 3.5 for the longest time with a dot matrix printer too. So the next clue is...
God, we're old.
We are so old. hold on, our connection's dialing back up. The next clue is it's small but makes a noise that could stop a game. People can also do it just the same. And I'm suddenly feeling like I'm back on my show, Batcast 66, and we're reviewing a Riddler episode. Holy metal whistle, Batman! Because I swear, like, it rhymes and it's a riddle. It sounds like something that Frank Gorshin would have written. It's like... So, Lord Zedd, having seen that the Rangers, you know, insert activity that they like to do, decides to make a monster that will insert doing the thing that they like, but evil and against them. Rocky, Billy, and Aisha show up at the youth center, presumably to take a break, and Bulk and Skull show up in questionable Arabian attire, and they're accompanied by Gypsy Abalonia, who's going to, and I quote, use her special gypsy powers to help us find the Power Rangers and their secret identities. Billy then calls him out and says, I seriously doubt it, guys. And Abalone comes back all defensive. Guys, look, Power Rangers is usually pretty good about being diverse and inclusive, but I don't know. This is, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm kind of uncomfortable. I do like that Billy, a man of science, called out Abalone and her magic powers, which I'm betting are fake and that she isn't even Romani or descended from actual gypsies. She's probably, I don't know. I imagine that Bulk and Skull went out to like the streets of LA and were like, hey, look, we can hire her services.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's what we would do. You know, we would just go, hey, you look great. Here, come here. Here, we're going to hire you for a job.
You look like you could help us find the lost lamp. So then there's a scene where they start doing a chant, and like, I immediately wanted to just tag out of this episode and be like, Ben, Sasha, anybody else, please do this episode. I can't. Moving on, Lord Zedd's plan is as follows. He's going to open up the dimensional doorway to the Lost Universe. Goldar is going to steal one of the scavenger hunt items from Earth that's worthy of becoming his next monster. And it's obviously got to get blown up. Aisha and Rocky try to solve a clue. So riddle be this, Batman. Consider this. A weapons king used in battles past to hit his target from the sky with a great big blast. I guessed it was going to be a catapult. So I was wrong. Billy pulls out a toy cannon that his cousin left over last summer. So close, but no cigar. We then get an awesome unmorphed fight with Ron Wasserman's I Will Win playing in the background. And Billy throws the bag that Lord Zedd wants to a putty like a projectile. I guess Billy didn't know that Zedd wanted this stuff because it's all kind of junk, right? So I can't really blame him for not thinking ahead or anything. This plan of Zedd's barely holds water as it is. I don't know about you. I just think it's like, he's just kind of like, I got to come up with some plan today. I got to meet my quota against the Rangers somehow. what am I gonna do? Scavenger hunt. All right, let's do it.
Sounds accurate.
Let's see here. Billy and Tommy check in with each other. The Rangers letting each other know what's up, and Kim tries to get back into the game after the fact. Sure enough, here comes Bulk and Skull and the wannabe Stevie Nicks. This is so pointless. It isn't even funny like other Bulk and Skull segments. It's just annoying and borderline racist at this point. We see Cannon Top, the monster that Zed creates from Billy's toy cannon, and honestly, I thought he looked pretty awesome. Zordon warns Billy, Aisha, and Rocky about the monster and that he can shoot them all into an alternate dimension from whence they will never return. Alpha then warns Tommy and the others, and fun trivia fact, the footage of Tommy here getting ready to morph is actually from the Power Rangers live tour, which I attended when it came to Denver in 1995. They actually filmed that segment around the same time as that footage. So I guess they were just like, that take works. Let's use it in the episode. I thought it looked familiar. This is a fight consisting of mainly Die Ranger footage, with Cannon Top's footage being in front of a Japanese-style graveyard from episode 35 of Gosei Sentai Die Ranger, New Secret Art, and The Dance of Spiders. And the ground fight on the Ranger side is mostly consisting of footage from the MMPR episode Where There's Smoke, There's Fire, which is laughable because it was literally the last episode before this. I'm not certain if that was due to the movie being filmed at this point, but there's a chance pre-production was already happening. So they had to kind of work with prior footage. Here we see the last time that the Power Blaster is ever used in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and the first and only time that we ever hear Adam, Rocky, and Aisha call out their weapons. Billy and Kim have new recordings for the Power Lance and Power Bow call out here too. So it's the only time that Adam, Rocky, and Aisha ever call like Power Sword. And it's like, you would thought that that would have happened a little bit earlier in the season, right? I looked up that fact and I was kind of blown away. I was like, they only did that one time. I guess at that point they were getting the what's the blaster that they
power,
used in
the power cannon.
The power cannon. I think they were using that
Funny fact about the power cannon. You know how like in our little group chat, you know, you and Ben have been talking about like the Power Ranger figures y'all been buying.
Uh-huh.
And I said I haven't bought anything Power Rangers in a good while.
Uh-huh.
The last thing about Power Rangers was actually the power cannon when Ben and I went to North Carolina for Wilkes Comic Con in July 2019. That's the last time I bought a Power Rangers item.
Did it come with the balls?
Yes, it has the balls.
Oh, you got the balls. That's awesome.
And I also bought the 93 Megazord.
Oh, nice.
In the box. Both of them in the box.
Did it come with all the items?
Mm-hmm.
So like all the wings are there, all the cannons on the back are there, the tail tip.
Triceratops horns. I'm pretty sure it's all there. I probably would have bought it if it wasn't.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what. If you need Triceratops horns, I have a spare set. So let me know and I'll bring it to you at AwesomeCon. I can hook you up with some stuff. So the Zords are called, and Zed at this point has opened up the portal to another dimension. We get to see Tor show up to the fight, which is awesome. And then he suddenly disappears in the middle of the fight, and we get the Mega Tiger Zord delivering the final blow instead. And according to Ranger Wiki, Tor is never seen again. This is the first Zord in Power Rangers history to just disappear without being destroyed outright. And all I have to say is I hope Tor is doing well out there somewhere. At this point in the season, Goldar has kind of become a whipping post for Lord Zed, so it's fun at the end of this episode to see him threaten Babu and squat for a change. The teens then head to the juice bar, and turns out they need photos of the Power Rangers. Meanwhile, Abalonia shows back up and swears that the Power Rangers are right in front of her. And
yeah, it's this picture right here.
Yeah, right. Bulk and Skull then fire her, which, thank God. And they unknowingly were the closest they've ever come to discovering their identities. What a shame. The teens win the scavenger hunt. Hurrah. Next episode.
Oh, is that your segue to just move on to the next episode?
Did you want to talk about Scavenger Hunt?
I mean, we can if we want. I mean, we kind of threw in our smart marks.
Right. this episode made me a little uncomfortable just because, you know, times have changed and it's like, all right, the whole gypsy thing. I don't even know if I should be saying the word gypsy, but otherwise, I thought it was a pretty fun episode. I thought it was kind of funny when Billy literally whipped out the toy cannon. I was just like, oh, that's adorable. Does it actually fire? Do you have any further thoughts on Scavenger Hunt at all? Nope. None. No. You have nothing.
Nothing. Okay. I'm so worthless. I'm so sorry.
You are not worthless, sir.
I'm just here for my good looks, and this is a podcast, so you don't have to look at my face. So that kind of works.
Yep. you know? You have a face made for radio, my friend. Never change. okay, so then
if people can't tell, we're being sarcastic with each other.
Right. He's a great looking gentleman.
As he just starts drinking water, he's like, no, he's not.
Gotta clear my throat after that. So I believe after this we have the great Bukala escape. Now you've been saying Bukala, but I think it's like Bukala. Does it really? I don't know.
I don't think at this point we're talking about a kid show from 1994. I mean, how's this? We'll have some random Power Ranger fan correct us, and we go, no, this is how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, okay, cool, thanks for that. And then say it wrong.
Yep.
Because that's what we do.
Bukala.
I mean, could be right too. I mean, so we're obviously moved on from the Scavenger Hunt. We're now on the Great Bukala Escape. And I say Bukala because it's like boo. It's spelled B-O-O-K-A-L-A.
Yeah.
Bukala.
And he also kind of talked like, he almost talked like Lon Chaney, but like a really sweet version of Lon Chaney. So he sounded like he was saying Bukala. And like, he almost sounded like Lon Chaney Lon Chaney was a Care Bear. And I wonder if anybody's going to get that reference at all. But,
God, we're old. All right. So with that, we've already started murmuring about this episode. So we're going to do everyone's favorite segment, In My Mind, which is the quick run through of this episode until Brian makes me look inadequate when he does his more thorough run through. So we begin at the park and some random flying device. Pre-drones. Don't think drones. Bulk and Skull are putting chalk lines on the ground. They see the device and Bulk takes pictures. The device crashes and it's a spaceship. And there's a doll in the ship. I'm just going to let everyone nod and acknowledge that right this second. It's a doll in a ship.
Yep, sure is.
Billy, Adam, and Aisha bring the ship to the command center and Goldar tries shooting the Rangers with Serpentera and misses. I feel bad for Serpentera. Like at this point, Serpentera is a joke, and I feel bad for that big monstrosity of meanness. At the command center, Zordon explains who this being is, and it's a Bukla. Aisha comes up with a plan to help Bukla escape. At Billy's lab, they are working on creating a replica ship and Diamond to throw off Zed. Bukla is kind of annoying. I kind of wanted to push Bukla in the throat several times during this episode. Zed releases a monster to attack them at Billy's lab. Billy, Adam, and Aisha escape with Bukla. Tommy, Rocky, and Kim morph to aid them. The monster attacks Bukla, and Billy takes offense and destroys the monster. Like, Billy went full-blown berserker mode. He was like, no, not today. I've had it with your crap. You're done. Goldar and the Putties attack the Rangers. Goldar smacks around the Rangers. It's probably poor word choosing there from what I wrote. Goldar smacks around the Rangers and takes the fake diamond. Zed is pleased. Billy and the other Rangers wish Bukla farewell. Bukla makes it snow as a gift for their help because it's California and would snow. And Bukla departs. Zed is now displeased as they learn the diamond is a fake, and Zed makes Aisha's Bukla doll a monster. Evil Bukla grows, and it's TMZ time. Rangers win, LOL, just like John Cena. That's a wrestling reference for all those who don't know what we're talking about. At the youth center, Kim brings a letter from Trini, Jason, and Zach to read to the others. And hey, Bulk invented the selfie. And that is the end of the Great Buchla Escape, which now Brian's being assaulted by his roommates.
All right. So
I was right about the roommates part, right?
A little bit.
Partially.
There is dog. So let's see, I lost my notes here. Here we go. Okay, so the Great Buchla, whatever you want to call it, Escape, originally aired November 23rd, 1994. This was kind of a funny episode. So the episode, like Mike said, starts with the Rangers playing Frisbee in the park, and oh God, look out behind you. We aren't even 5 seconds into the episode, and suddenly what looks like a model of Cloud City from Empire Strikes Back comes flying towards them, almost decapitating Aisha. That would have been unfortunate. So Bulk and Skull are trying to summon the Rangers, who this episode they surmise must be aliens due to their ability to fly unassisted, disappearance on command, and super strength, being described as things aliens have. So might I add, this also describes Goku and Superman, who I remind you are aliens. The model passes by them. Bulk uses his camera to take photos, and then Skull reminds him that he has the film and the film isn't in the camera. I'm not going to harp on this too much because why should I? But why wasn't the film in the camera to begin with, guys? You're going out to take photos. Put the film in the camera.
Oops.
Also not important, but Bulk has sunglasses on with an extra flip down set of sunglass lenses. Just thought I'd point it out. California sun do be that bright sometime. We know firsthand.
Yep.
I turned into a lobster that one time we went to Power WorfCon. Zed then cuts in to say that he's been chasing the alien in the ship and that he wants to take his power source. The ship crashes and Billy says, it appears to be some kind of extraterrestrial transport. Adam then says, you mean like a spaceship? And I literally said when I was watching the episode, hey, that's what Trini would do. And I literally got sad. It makes sense that they would react kind of blasé about an alien just crashing near them. They see so much crazy stuff on a daily basis anyways, and then they deal with literal aliens all the time. Of course, at this point, they would just be like, oh, another alien, right? So this isn't really out of character for them. At least I think.
I mean, you're right. I mean, at this point, it's not out of character for them. I mean, they're dealing with a muscular body thing from space called Lord Zed.
They're dealing with a literal walking suit of muscle from Interview with a Vampire with like veins and chrome all over it.
And not only that, but they've been dealing with a space witch too.
Space witch, yeah. Who then turns into a good witch. So, but that's way down the line. So once we get to that. So I noticed while watching this, there's kanji on the spaceship, which that's probably going to be used to make the monster, isn't it? Adam touches the ship, which is hot and burns him. They notice a kabuki doll in the cockpit, and Billy says, the monitor suggests there's a heartbeat. Where? What monitor? Where's the monitor that you're looking at? The ship is powered by a diamond, by the way. Which we find out that Serpentera is on the way and Zed's on board and he wants that diamond. So Zordon literally hits him up and says, hey, bring the ship to the command center now. We got to peace out. So Serpentera blasts and then Zed tells Goldar after they miss, he says, I'm surprised you even managed to hit the Earth. It's only 6,000 miles wide. And I'm not going to lie, the snark from Zed got me. I love
you have
that.
You have to give Zed credit. Zed is one snarky bad guy.
Yeah. I mean, they turned down the menace a little bit, but they pumped up the sass, and I love it.
But hey, nobody can out-sass Kim, though.
But nobody out-pizzas the hut.
Shut up, Meg. I get Little Caesars. It's pizza, pizza.
So Goldar says that Serpentera has to recharge yet again, and Zed's having none of that. This is why you never buy the first model of anything. And I'm speaking to you, the audience. You never buy the first model of anything, guys. Maybe trade in your current Serpentera back to the Tesla store that you got and trade it for a Model 2. Wait until the next model comes out, but maybe don't buy the first one because the battery life's going to suck. Zordon then explains that the diamond power source, or rather the lightning diamond, can give Serpentera an unlimited power source, making it invincible. So that, Mike, that's bad. That's not good. That's bad. That's the opposite of good. It's bad. Also, I'm in a group called Power Rangers Lightning Collectors. So constantly people are posting stuff that's not Lightning Collection related, and they're like, not Lightning Collection related, but, so I literally put a note here calling you guys out, not Lightning Diamond related, but keep collecting the toys, guys.
God, I'd hate being in a group like that.
This alien's name, Zordon calls him Abukala, but the title of the episode is Bukala. Also, the planet he comes from is also called Abukala. It's kind of the naming convention for this alien is weird. It's kind of like if you and I were both named Earth. So
No. My name is Erf.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's not Earth. It's Erf.
Well, my name is Sol because I come from the sun. Because I run hot and it's like, kill me. If I get too large, I will kill all of us. Billy puts the diamond in Nabucala's hands, who grows to normal size, and oh god, that is some nightmare fuel. Aisha decides to make a fake Bukala doll to distract Zed. Looks pretty good. It's almost like they just used the same thing. Meanwhile, Bulk and Skull try to make alchemy circles and attract the Rangers and aliens. Straight out of Full Metal Alchemist. We find out it snows on Bukala, but not in Angel Grove. Remember,
because in California.
Yeah, remember, in California, they don't get winter, they get mudslides.
Well, it depends on what part of California you're actually in, because Northern California does actually get snow.
Yes, but this, we're probably...
But Angel Grove is like LA, and LA doesn't get snow.
Yeah, it's like LA, Pasadena, and yeah, they are grossly... slaves to the power of the sun there. Our monster of the week, Weldo, shows up at the workshop and starts blasting. Billy, Adam, and Aisha morph in that order too, which is weird. It should be Adam, Billy, and Aisha, but that's just a nitpick here. If it isn't obvious to you that Bukala is supposed to be a Kabuki caricature, he appears in Gosei Sentai Die Ranger episode 14, Well, a Wedding, and Weldo appears in that and episode 13, The Ka Kabuki Novice. Which I'm sure if we ever start to review Super Sentai episodes, we'll get to that one eventually. Weldo calls Bukala Mr. Makeup, and Billy shoots Weldo for blowing up Bukala. The blaster that they're using says Jew Ranger on it in American footage, which is cool. Trivia. I guess they just didn't put a Power Ranger sticker on there. Billy legitimately gets angry, and Bukala goes back to the command center. We then get a fight with the Rangers and Putties, and Goldar is taking the fake diamond. I forgot to note that there was a fake diamond that they created here. I don't know who gets my MVP award in this fight, Aisha or Billy, but both of them really had some awesome moves in this fight.
Billy is the automatic MVP because he literally went hell with you and your monster and destroyed it.
Yeah.
Like he just gave up the double. He did the double burn and then the Stone Cold Stunner and then grabbed a couple Steve Weisers and downed him over the carcass of the monster.
Handed one to Goldar and then like gave him the stunner too. Also, when's the last time we saw Goldar in a fight? I mean, it was short, but it was cool to see him fight again. It was nice. There's an extended goodbye sequence, and Billy says to Bukala, "Someday I hope to see the universe." And Bukala says to Billy that he's always welcome. Having watched Zio, it's weird to see that this seed was planted as early as season 2. Just saying. Bukala makes it snow on Angel Grove as a parting gift. That's sweet. He then says some stuff, and I couldn't make it out at that point. I swear it was just like he was a putty or something. The spaceship passes by Bulk and Skull. Bulk manages to take some photos, and I'm calling it now. The lens cap was still on. Bet me $1 million. That or they only got a little bit of it on film. The episode starts to wrap up. Zed learns that the diamond is a fake, sees Brucala escaping, tries to fire at him, and Serpentera is just like, nope, I don't have the energy for that. I'm going to go take a nap. He turns the doll into evil Brucala, and this is our Zord fight. And where did Weldo go? Like, seriously, like, Weldo just kind of disappears.
Billy destroyed him.
The way I was watching it, I swear I thought he, okay, I might have.
Billy went berserker mode and just wrecked him.
That's right. Okay. I might have written this note when I was, oh, that's okay. I made a mistake here. Apologies. I was wrong. So
remember, Billy flipped the double bird, kicked the stunner, grabbed a couple sea visors, gave one to Goldar, gave him the bird, kicked him, gave him the stunner. Like, Billy just went nuts on these guys.
Yeah. This fight, by the way, the Zord fight is rather short. Bad Brucala uses his tongue in battle, which is long, black, and gross looking. Thundersaber dispatches Bad Brucala pretty fast. Not really much to write home about in this episode for the Zord fight. And it's the end of the episode, and holy crap, we get a postcard from Trini and the guys. That was really sweet. Like, I think this might actually be the last mention of Trini, aside from flashbacks or clip shows. And it's kind of sad that this is the last time that we really get to hear from Trini in universe like this. Rest in peace, Tui. And as it turns out, Bulk and Skull are trying to show the photos, and it's just photos of them instead. Episode ends.
Hence, Bulk invented the selfie.
He did invent the selfie. So that was kind of a sweet little episode. I mean, there was some really cool stuff going on. Probably the most, because I haven't gone back and watched season two for a while, and I forgot that, like, oh yeah, Trini sends them a postcard, and I was genuinely touched by that, because I was like, aw, it was just nice, you know. I know that it's just in universe, but it's still, if you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What were your thoughts on this episode? Like, personal thoughts. Do you have
better than better than Scavenger Hunt?
Yeah.
I this is a Billy episode.
Yeah.
Because he just goes ham. I loved it.
I've found
Serpentera's regretting his decision of aligning itself with Lord Zed.
Mm-hmm. Serpentera's just like, I should have just sided with those other guys.
Serpentera's like, you know, I should have just stayed home. I could be watching MTV right now.
I could have ordered a pizza, sat on the couch. Ugh. I got this weird meat man inside me commanding me to, like, blast at the earth, and I'm like, I'm not about that. I just want to cultivate my garden and start my Etsy shop. I don't want to deal with this.
Because Etsy wasn't around 1994.
Okay, fine. It would have, I don't know. He would have.
Amazon had just started, but that was an online bookstore.
Yeah. Okay. I'm guessing.
Flea market.
Go to the flea market. Pay a little money for a booth, you know, Serpentera's there wearing, you know, like, designer clothes that he made himself, and is just like, I'm really making it work for myself. I've gotten away from that toxic relationship with Zed and Rhea.
I think we're going to just stop it right here.
Yeah.
With that, Brian, where can the people find you on the social media?
Ladies and gentlemen, otherwise, you can find me on Twitter at Wondering Geek. We are filming new episodes as we speak. Well, not as we speak right now, but we are currently.
No, really, right now they're literally filming. There's a camera crew right there. Yes. I see everything. They're just, like, laughing at me, pointing at me.
Colin's literally yelling at me right now to, like, drink the beer and talk about the episode. And I'm like, I'm working on stuff with Mike, dude. check that out. Check us out at castwavestudios.com. Be sure to watch all of our content. We have Boldly Going Nowhere, which is our podcast. Again, Wondering Geek. Many different shows. You can find me there. You can also follow me on Instagram at Draken22. Mike, where can we find you on the worldwide Wonder Woops?
You can find me on Twitter at TheLindenbaum75, Facebook at Facebook.com/X75Productions, Twitch doing the gaming thing over at Twitch.tv/TheMichaelX75. I'm essentially doing Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, although lately my Saturdays have been me more like sleeping throughout the day, and I don't think people want to see me live on Twitch sleeping.
You need your me time.
Yeah. Everything's on the website at txhthockey.com/VFTG. And of course, the Twitter for the show is at VFTG_PR. So with that.
All right. Until our next more phenomenal episode.
May the power sorry. We haven't done this in a while, you could tell. Yeah,
sorry. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, and otherwise, thank you again for tuning in for another awesome episode. Be sure to grab your Power Morphers and your Power Coins.
And may the power protect you.